Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we are focusing on our Murfreesboro City Schools. And Lisa Trail is with us today. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Great day. A little moist outside, but better than, I started to say better than snow, but there are people who probably would disagree.
A white Christmas would
white
be
Christmas.
Pretty, yes.
Just a sprinkling of snow out there, maybe a
But if it's not going to be white, I'd just assume it'd be 60.
Yeah, why not? Have you done all of your shopping yet?
My shopping is complete. My tree is
You have a feeling
ready.
Of satisfaction.
I do. That came Saturday night, about 9 o'clock.
That's great. You brought a friend with you, by
I
the way.
I did. Tori Carr is with me. Tori and I work together in the communications department. We're a department of two, so you have both of us here today.
The entire department.
The entire department is with you today.
The Murfreesboro City Schools are closed. Today, but now the parents are starting to ask, what are they going to open it back up again?
Oh, no. just a little bit. Give us a week or so.
Okay. But what will the new year, bring anything different? What should parents be expecting?
Well, by now, most of the parents have kind of gotten into the routine of the school year. Shouldn't be any big there's not going to be a lot of changes, hopefully. Hopefully everybody's in a good rhythm and working hard. We'll start a lot of our new clubs in January, February. Our drone team will begin. We have our art shows that will be in the new year. Lots of different activities like that.
So that's bringing in the new year when that comes. When is the first day of school, by the way? You're not even thinking about
what
the first
day. What is it, January 5th?
January 7th.
Okay. Oh, no.
Don't ask. Tuesday.
Okay.
So an in-service day is on Monday the 6th, and students return on the 7th.
Okay. Now, in the past, you have always been looking for new teachers. The community is growing leaps and bounds. More classes added all the time. Are you still looking for new teachers? If there's somebody listening who just graduated from MTSU.
Well, Bart, I took a few days off the last couple of weeks, so I'm a little bit behind.
Okay.
But I do know we do have a lot of retirements in December, typically. I don't know that we did this year, but I just have to believe we did.
Mm-hmm.
Our HR department is amazing, and they're always recruiting. We're looking for the best teachers. And so they're already going out to the schools for the graduates, not only the December graduates, but the May graduates, trying to make sure we have those people in our schools ready to begin. So if there was someone that retired in December, I have a feeling they've already got that person replaced. But we want to hear from you. So if you're looking for a new position in Murfreesboro City Schools, don't hesitate. Don't wait to March. Don't wait to, even February. Go ahead and call our HR department. They will tell you exactly what's available, and we would love to talk to you soon. So if someone's home for their Christmas break, we'll be glad to interview over Christmas break.
That would be super. And you could stay right here in the community that you love.
Absolutely.
Makes it great. Now, speaking of things that we love, let's look back over this year, 2019, and are there any things that just jump out at you that you are so proud that the Murfreesboro City Schools accomplished? Well, you've been opening new schools. You opened up another school. That's got to be a big deal.
That was a big deal. We were so happy to have Salem open, and it already has 700 students in it, so it was very, very needed. I think the fact that we were named an exemplary district by the state is probably one of the things that all Murfreesboro City School employees, as well as students, should be proud of, because that was a very high ranking that not very many districts receive. So that is an overall huge thing for us. It's hard for me to talk about our achievements without talking about our child bus. It continues to serve our community, and it continues to grow in their service numbers over the summertime. So we want to make sure that our children are fed regardless of the time of year. Bob the Book Bus has been doing great. It is a free library that goes out to the community does a lot of pre-K this time of year, but really goes out and follows that child bus, giving books away because we want children to be able to read. We want them to have books in their home that they don't have to return. We want them to know the joy of just looking through a stack of books and figuring out what speaks to them. Several of our schools received the RTI 2B designation from Vanderbilt. That's huge. That's response to behavior. That's saying that we're doing a whole child approach, not just the grades, but how we can deal with a child socially, emotionally, physically. So that designation by Vanderbilt is huge, and that was just announced in December.
I know that parents are so proud, too, of the Murfreesboro City School System as well as the county system. We're very fortunate to have exemplary systems for all of our public schools here in Rutherford County. And unfortunately, other communities are not able to say that. What do you think makes the difference here?
I think the fact that when we talk about a child, we talk about, again, that whole child. I think that when we are concentrating on what's best for teaching, we look at a child past our grade level. You know, we're elementary school district, but we're not concentrating on elementary. We're concentrating on getting them past middle school and high school and into those college or technical careers. So I think when we're looking at it, we're not looking at just getting that child through 1 year, but getting the child through a lifetime.
Now, one thing in the new year, since we have just finished talking about what happened last year, one thing in the new year that is very different for Murfreesboro City Schools when you look at them compared to other systems around the state or the nation is the City Schools Foundation and the Education Gala. That's coming up January the 24th. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, our City Schools Foundation supports all of our schools. It was really developed by a group of business leaders who saw the need to have a few more dollars going into our schools and into our classrooms for items that aren't really provided by taxpayer dollars. So this is for new and innovative ideas that teachers come up with, and we give out the money in forms of grants. So the teachers will apply, they'll get together most of the time with a group. So there are some single grants given, a lot of single grants, but there's a lot of those that are maybe a sixth grade PLC or the librarians getting together or things like that. And this year we gave out $78,000 in teacher grants, and they went from everything from robots in the classroom to hatchery. We always give out hatcheries. It seems like we're always hatching a few chickens. Just the whole sciences. Have several music grants this year, art grants. So it really does do the entire STEAM process. And again, this is to help our teachers teach with outside of the box, because tax dollars will only pay for certain items, and this is letting them get outside their box and really focus on those STEAM programs, which is the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Now, for people who want to support this and be a part of this, we mentioned it's January the 24th. What time and where will it be, and how do you get tickets?
It is at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. It is at MTSU New Student Ballroom. We have tickets available. All you have to do is call the office, or you can look on our Facebook page for the City Schools Foundation. I do want to say we're honoring Discovery School this year and Collier Smith. So most people know Collier Smith. Collier has been a huge advocate for our foundation. In fact, she was one of the founding members for our foundation. Not only that, she was huge in her PTOs. She served as a city school board member. So Collier has really put her energy, her money, everything towards public education and helping Murfreesboro City Schools succeed. So we are so thrilled to honor her. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to actually have a roast. And if you know Collier, she's the kind of person who can actually be roasted and find it to be very entertaining. So we are looking forward to it. We think it's going to be a great time. It is black tie optional, and tickets can be purchased. We would love for you to purchase tickets in advance because at the door we don't really have them. If you want to get a table together, and I know a lot of her friends are doing that to sit by people that you know and have a really good time that night, that would be awesome.
What's the number at the city schools where people can call?
615-893-2313.
Okay.
Or they could email us. They can email either Tori or myself at, excuse me, it's lisa.trail@cityschools.net.
Okay, and that is the 24th. What night does that fall on?
It's on a Friday night. It's always on a Friday night, and this is our 13th annual event. So this was actually established by the original board, and our current board has just kept it going, so which is nice. We have two fundraisers throughout the school year. Excellence in Education is our big one, and then we have the Back to School Dash that happens in September. So we only do two fundraisers, so we always love for people to come out and support us.
Tell us, what do some of the funds go for? What has made a difference with this Excellence in Education Foundation Gala?
I think if you look, about 3 years ago, we put pianos in, or keyboards in all of, excuse me, I'm sorry, in Northfield. So that was a huge undertaking. This year, a lot of the dollars have through the grant process, have gone to STEAM projects. Irma Siegel is building a new STEAM lab, so a lot of dollars went towards that. And again, it's all anonymous. So when teachers write these grants, the judges don't know which school they're actually funding. We're helping Discovery School with their STEM, their walk outside. They're trying to put in a new
walking trail.
Yeah, STEAM-based walking trail. It's a
What is that?
Well, so it's a walking trail, but along the lines of the walking trail, there's different areas to stop and explore, and it has a lot of interactive pieces. So you're getting your exercise in for physically and also mentally. So as they develop it, it's going to get very large. It's going to start off small, just the walking trail and a few stops, and then it will continue to develop as they build the funds to do that. We've helped fund interactive boards. We've helped fund
augmented reality sandboxes, where the students can look and they can actually make mountains and valleys and rivers all in a sandbox, and they are doing that hands on. So they just take all the sand and move it all to the center, and it creates a mountain, and then they can make it rain. And then all the water will actually flow off of the mountain into the valleys that they create. So they're really learning just all about the
watershed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you drive through Tennessee and you say this is this watershed district, so they're learning about that and how our climate really changes what happens to us daily. You know, where does this water go to? How are streams and rivers and everything being polluted versus how are they being kept clean? So there's a whole science behind that, and our teachers are just amazing how they're thinking outside their box and how they're really working towards making sure our children know not just what's in the books, but what is reality and what are they going to face in their new career. We've also done this past time we just did the I was trying to think of it was a band. It was an entire band ensemble that. Again, a lot of our students can't afford, I shouldn't say a lot, several of our students can't afford the band instruments they need to be a part of the band. So that was one of the things so that one of our band directors will have loaners for those students.
I think it's so important to have programs like this, the arts programs, because we've looked over the years in other systems, when the budgets get tight, they drop the art programs, but mm-hmm. It has now been proven that the arts programs help you succeed in math and these other programs helps you work together as a team better, lets you, it's just a phenomenal difference if you have a strong program in the arts.
Absolutely. When you have a strong music program, when you have a strong art program, that really does touch some children who think out of one side or the other out of their brain. So, you know, my music program growing up, and I'll tell my age, they used to, like, pull a big TV in front of our class, and there was a lady who sang, and there was a bouncing dot that went over the words, and I wish I could remember what it was, but that was our music. And now I watch our music, and we have, like, the African drumming ensemble. We have Steele DeBurl. We have Bradley's arts program. And then all of our other music is, it's just amazing. It really, really is. Our band directors, our music directors, just amazing. They actually, I have to give them a shout out. They sang at the MTSU basketball game, our music teachers did, the national anthem. It was
beautiful.
Chilling. It may be the best performance of the national anthem I've ever heard. And when they have that much talent within themselves, they are giving that to others, and they're showing their students that you may not have to be the best at chemistry, or maybe you are, because maybe that's where your brain goes, chemistry and music, but there's always a talent that you need, and we need to we really need to applaud that. With our art teachers, again, they could be doing anything they want, and the fact that they choose to be a teacher is just amazing. We're going to be showing at the Frist again this year. Our students will be, which is amazing. It's amazing. We do a show at the City Hall, and then we also do a show at MTSU. Mm-hmm. So our students are not only are their drawings and their art displayed throughout the hallways of their own school, but they're being displayed for lots of people to see as well.
Very talented. And while we were talking about arts and how it impacts other areas, I remember talking with Andy Herzer one time. Andy, of course, first shot basketball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Andy was saying that he likes to teach his new players how to dance. And he said the reason that that's so important, it shows them how to move their feet and how to do things together without, falling all over each other, mm-hmm. Which is right on for basketball.
Right on for a lot of sports. Have to be nimble.
And so this is just amazing how the arts helps so many areas. And Murfreesboro City Schools are right on top of that.
Absolutely. And I have to say, we do have quite a few English as second language learners. And art, just, you don't have to be able to speak the English language as your first language to really appreciate art and music and a lot of that. So it really does help blend our communities.
Very definitely. By the way, we're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. And then we will be back and continue the conversation. If you have any thoughts dealing with our city schools, with education in general, give us a call, 615-893-1450. We'll be entering the segment where we do take phone calls, 615-893-1450. Stay with us. Here it is, a day before Christmas Eve. That's, oh my goodness, that's tomorrow.
To see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
As the Christmas season is approaching, there are many parties out there and last-minute gifts, and Demas is here to be able to help you along with all those things. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the things that we have to offer is obviously our gift cards, and the gift cards come in any denomination. We have our seasonings that makes a perfect gift. We have Demas's classic t-shirts. Demas's also now has catering to be able to serve you and to be able to take care of you. Any of this information is available online, www.demasrestaurants.com.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. If your fish tank is looking a little dated, now is the perfect time to freshen it up before hosting holiday events. Here at Animal City, brighten up your living space with an aquarium. Or new background for your reptiles, Animal City would love to help you with your pet needs. And for the pet lover on your list, Animal City gift card makes the perfect gift. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come do business with Animal City at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Heavy traffic still here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks up through here. It's just heavy, as you can imagine, this time of the morning towards Nashville. 24 going west still looks good. 840 over to Franklin, Williamson County. They're moving around quite a bit out here now. The 41 ramp on to 840. The 40th annual Oktoberfest is going down in Germantown this year. Thursday, October 10th through the 13th. Check out the details. TheNashvilleOktoberfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
We'll see cloudy skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s, northeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds and a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 47.
Are you tired of losing the money game? Consumer debt weighing you down? Over premium and underinsured? Income not enough? I'm Jake Robinson, your money and business coach. Listen to Roy Matlock Jr. every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. as we discuss solutions to these and more.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more. This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas to you. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're talking about education. We're talking about the Murfreesboro City School System. The Director of Communications, Lisa Trail, is with us, along with the Assistant Director, Tori Carr. And we're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. Here it is, the day before Christmas Eve. Boy, that's got to be exciting out there. If you're out driving around, I understand that the roads are starting to get busy around the shopping centers. Not downtown.
Not downtown at all.
But around the shopping centers, and that's going to continue at a feverish pitch.
They need to come and shop downtown. This is
they really
you can
do.
Find parking.
You can plenty of parking and all sorts of things. Our phone number, by the way, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. By the way, Andrew Young is our birthday club winner today, and he gets goodies from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Our good neighbor today is Justin Holder, who receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts. Both of those places, great places for Christmas gifts, especially those last-minute decisions. If you go over to Ryan's, they have great gifts for you. And you know, it doesn't look like a last-minute thought.
And or you could go to City Tall and buy an entire...
Yeah, just do the whole thing. Do the whole...
Give your wife a carpet.
Just pick out whatever you want. Yes. Price is no object.
Absolutely.
Just go enjoy yourself. Of course, you can go up to Simply Pure Sweets and have breakfast or lunch. And after that, buy goodies for everybody and yourself, too.
Yes. Sounds good. And Andrew Young is on our city school
that's
foundation.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
So, and today's his birthday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He gets, like, squashed in there with Christmas.
Yeah, any of you out there who have Christmas birthday, we were talking about that at Sunday school yesterday. There were two or three people in our class that had birthdays this week, and they were telling us their memories, you know, sometimes feeling like they had a birthday and sometimes didn't.
Yeah, so when your birthday presents are wrapped with Santa Claus. Eh?
So I don't have to worry about that. I'm in July.
Me too.
Our number is 615-893-1450. We're looking at things that the Murfreesboro City Schools is doing and has done, offering everybody an opportunity to expand their knowledge and be successful people in our community. Well, one of the things that I really am impressed with is the variety of schools that you have in the city school system. Everything from the art schools to schools that teach you how to communicate effectively, to have good life skills. These are things that you don't hear about in other cities.
I'm glad you brought that up because Discovery School, which is our academic magnet school, actually applications are due by January 8th. So we know we're over the holidays, but don't forget, if you are going to apply for Discovery School, that application is due by January 8th. And that's for all students, not just kindergarten students. Most people think of kindergarten, but you can apply regardless of your grade. If there's an opening, then they do accept the same way as they do with the kindergarten registration. Those applications are online. You just need to go to discoveryschoolexplorers.net and download the application. It walks you through the process. If you have questions, make sure you call the school. Not now, we're on break, but as soon as we get back from break, and they can walk you through the process. But Discovery School is an academic magnet school. It's a wonderful opportunity for parents. The other schools that you're referring to, Mitchell Nielsen is our Leader in Me school. That's teaching so much about how to be a leader, regardless of what you do. We have Hobgood, which is really a science-focused school, and then Bradley, which is a theater, arts and theater-focused school. So those three schools are choice schools. You would apply for them whenever it's time to come back to school. You apply for your choice schools, and that's usually April and May is when we mm-hmm. open up those applications. And then again, Discovery, the deadline is January the 8th of 2020. To go to kindergarten, you must be 5 years old before August 15th.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. Four-year-olds can't apply for kindergarten. You
even
have to be five by August 15th. Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. You were talking about some of the other schools, the Leader in Me school, mm-hmm. things of that sort. If you're not zoned for those schools, can you still request to go there?
You can. They are a choice school, which means that they do have a zone. So they have a certain number of children that are zoned to that school, and then there's another grouping of children that have a choice application that they complete. And that choice application, there's a limited number of choice applications, but you go ahead and you would apply to it and talk to the principal about why your child. It's really not that difficult as far as the application itself, but you do need to take a little time to read the application and explain why your child would fit that particular school. So those choice applications open up sometime in that April to May area. I think it's April, actually, and I think they close in May. But the choice schools are Bradley, Hobgood, and Mitchell Nielsen, and then the magnet school is Discovery School. So those are choice. So you don't have to live in those zones to be able to go to that choice school.
Okay. So those are some things to think about. And you need to be planning on those in advance. Don't just jump in there
right.
a week or day before the
right.
deadline.
There are applications for all of those schools. Unless you're zoned to that school, then you just go.
All righty. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. You can talk or text on that. Talk or text, whichever you prefer. And we're focusing on the Murfreesboro City Schools today. So if you have a question dealing with the city schools or a comment, love to hear from you this morning on the day before Christmas Eve. One of the things that people are thinking about these days is the opportunity to support the schools in any way they can. We've already mentioned the special program coming up, the Excellence in Education Foundation Gala, January the 24th at MTSU in the new student union building, the new student ballroom building. It's a beautiful place over there. Are there other opportunities that people can do to help out in the school system?
Absolutely. We always are needing help, whether it's physical or financial. I do want to remind folks that through December the 31st, Barnes & Noble, if you're over in that side of town, Barnes & Noble is doing a book drive for our Bob the Book Bus. So if you are in Barnes & Noble and want to donate for our book bus, we would love to have that. And it's just you can either give a financial donation or a book.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it could be $1, $5, $10, or a book, and we will get that out in the hands of children who really, really love having those books in their hands. Also, we have our Indigent Care Fund. So anytime people feel a need feel called to give some money to those who are in need, our Indigent Care Fund is run by Mr. Lyles through our Community Outreach Department. And he works with our social workers and our guidance counselors to help children who do have a need or families who do have a need, whether that's through a house fire or maybe someone who just came into foster care or someone who just had a hard time and have some needs. And it can be anything from tennis shoes to they have the toothpaste, those type kits as well, the hygiene kits. So that Indigent Care Fund operates based solely on dollars given to our system. So it is designated. It doesn't go into our general purpose dollars. It is about helping children who are in need. And the best people sometimes to know that are those teachers, the guidance counselors, and the social workers. So they work hand in hand with Mr. Lyles. So again, if you want to donate to that, always. It's always available, and we're always needing a little bit of money, or a lot of money. Then we also have our backpack program, and that's a separate program. We send out backpacks with about 340-something students every Friday. Those are students who are at risk of being hungry over the weekend if they don't have that food. It's very specific type foods because we need it to fit in their backpack, and we need it to be child friendly so they can open it, they can heat it up in the microwave, they can feed it, feed themselves and everything. So those two are always out there and available. We have wonderful church support and with those programs, and we appreciate that, but we're always seeking. It seems like we're always needing just a little bit more, but we always get through. We always come through.
We have a text here from a listener who says their child has a friend who's in a single family household, and they feel that the family, they're homeless now, they say, and they're wondering what can be done to help the school system know about that, to be sure that that is a real need over there, that they think they're homeless, but not certain, but the son is very concerned about his friend. What
can
be
done? That is so sweet. Typically, just a simple phone call to the principal would take care of that, just to let them be alerted to the issue or to the guidance counselors. Either one, the guidance counselor or the principal, could make sure that the child is taken care of, but that is a very sweet thing. If it's on their mind right now, and they really want to do something, just email me, and I'll make sure it gets to the right people.
Okay.
Because the schools, again, we're off for a little for a little while, but I'll make sure it gets to the right person if they want to email me with the friend's name.
And what's your email again?
lisa.trail@cityschools.net.
lisa.trail@cityschools.net.
Okay. Right. And I would just need to know the school and the name and the grade.
By the way, I will include Lisa's email when we put the podcast of this program on our website. I will include her email. So if you didn't get that, and I can see how maybe you wouldn't, maybe you're driving in the car.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that our homeless program runs through Mr. Lyles as well. So he really is in touch with the community. That's his job, is to be that community outreach liaison. And his team does a tremendous job of making sure that we are catching those children. But, you know, it's always nice to hear from neighbors.
So we have enough homeless people that we have a program.
There's a federal program.
Oh, federal.
So it's Rutherford County has it, Cannon County. Every school district has it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is that where the Chow Bus is a part of? Is that part of
the Chow Bus is not a part of that. They do absolutely go out to areas where there's a need. Maybe some of the housing where we feel that there's some need. But it is not, you do not have to be homeless. You do not have to be anything to go there. That is a federal program for anyone under the age of 18. So if you're 18 and under, it is through the USDA, it is the summer feeding program.
Now, is the Chow Bus working this time of year, or is it just in the summer?
It's mostly during the summer. If we had a long time period of inclement weather where we were out of school, we have moved it before when we had a really long time period. But mostly it's during the summer as far as moving it, getting it out on the roads and delivering meals. But we always do have food through our ESP programs for families if they just are having a hard time. Christmas hits them hard, and we don't want anyone to go hungry. So they can go to our ESP programs, and there are some bag lunches there or bag meals.
So the kids who are going to school on a regular basis and now with Christmas holidays, maybe they don't have as much to eat. Hard to fathom that, but it does happen here.
It does happen here. And it is hard to fathom, Bart, because my tables are loaded right now with food. More sweets than anyone needs in their house. But not every family has that benefit. And we need to remember those families. And it is hard because if you're used to having your main meals at school and school's closed, you know, that's the reason we hate closing on snow days, too. I mean, other than we want them to be warm and fed and with people. And when you're working two jobs, sometimes it's hard to take off just because we decided to have a snow day.
Now, is the ESP program you mentioned about getting the food at ESP, are they open during breaks, though? I mean, the
Absolutely.
Holidays?
I'm going to let Tori tell you that. She knows ESP.
They are open during the breaks. So there are five ESP sites, and that is Black Fox, John Pittard, Northfield, Salem, and Scales. And those sites are open during our winter breaks as well as on inclement weather days. And they are open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And like Lisa was saying, students can go and get a bagged lunch or bagged snack, and they have those options available.
Well, that is great news. I had no idea that ESP, the Extended School Program, was open during Christmas breaks or any other breaks.
They are.
They're always
open.
It
is great.
And even those five sites, they serve all sites, so we just combine them.
For example, Black Fox is open. And students are from Bradley, Hobgood, and Black Fox. Northfield is open during this time, and there are students there from Mitchell Nielsen Primary, Elementary, as well as Northfield. So the ESP really, they all come together and serve all of our schools, but just have those limited schools open.
Now, what do they do at the ESP during this time, during these breaks? Do they have classes?
They have amazing programs. Everything right now, they're doing a lot of holiday stuff, obviously, but they do culinary classes. They do art projects. They do t- typically they do homework. We're not doing homework right now.
They are busy.
It is, you go there and you, children come home tired. it's a very organized, which is nice. It's not just free styling kind of thing. They have different classes you sign up for. They have, as you go through the day, there's different programs for you to move from one program to another. So children are learning, but they're having so much fun doing so.
They also take field trips. So parents have the option to send their child on a field trip. I think I have heard that some of them will be going ice skating after the new year. Mm-hmm. And so parents can, it does cost money, but they can pay and have their child and go and have these experiences through ESP.
And we do have scholarships. So ESP is open for everyone. If you can't afford the rate for ESP, there are scholarships available.
Again, tell me where those five locations for the special year for ESP.
So Black Fox, and they serve Bradley and Hobgood. John Pittard serves students from Reeves Rogers and Irma Siegel. Northfield serves the students from Mitchell Nelson Primary and Elementary. Salem, and they are serving the families from Salem and Overall Creek. And Scales are serving the families of Case and Lane as well. And Discovery School, families may choose which site that they go to, whichever one they're closer.
All righty. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. You can talk or text on that one number, 615-893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get your Good Neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages in Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
We'll see cloudy skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Northeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds and a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 47.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Hey, welcome back. A party going on at WGNS all the time. Today we're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools. The director of the school's communications department, Lisa Trails, with us, along with her assistant director, Tori Carr. And one of the groups we were talking during that break that is always helping out the maintenance department with our city schools.
They are amazing. Larry Williford and his team keep our schools running. They're behind the scenes all the time. If it's they're getting calls at midnight. They get calls during the day, early mornings, whether we're a snow day or not. They are out there working hard. And so we just want to take time to say, hey, great job. We appreciate you.
They work so hard. They really do.
They do. They're just those behind-the-scenes guys that everything operates so smoothly because they're doing their job, and we appreciate them.
And without them, things just would fall apart.
They really would.
Literally.
Also, another group that is so important, the transportation workers.
Oh, absolutely. Our busing department does a great job. Just the amount of students they move from school to school every day is amazing, and they do a great job, and we appreciate them and all the hard work they do, whether it's getting daily to school or all the field trips we take to MTSU, to out to the farms. They just do a great job, and we appreciate them.
One thing that I've always been impressed with the school buses is with the young kids, sometimes they don't remember numbers, the school bus numbers, but they can remember animals.
Right.
And so you have pictures of animals on your buses.
Right.
So it reminds you, I ride the turtle home, or I ride the rabbit, or the dog, or cat, or whatever.
Yeah, and we can also move those. So if a bus is, you know, out of service and they ride the turtle, then the turtle can be moved to a new bus to help them with locating their bus. But, yeah, they do it. Just the timeliness of them getting kids to school is just amazing. And, you know, during the first part of the year, we always have a few delays because it takes the first grader a little bit more time to think about where I'm supposed to sit, where do I go, is this when I get off? But they are so patient, and they really work with the students to make sure that they have a good experience on that school bus.
Some phenomenal people who Absolutely. Watch over our children.
Absolutely.
It's the whole picture. As Dr. Gilbert has said, it's the total child.
It is. It's the whole child. And when we're talking about phenomenal people, I want to do a couple of call-outs when you ask me about successes from the past year. There was a few things that just didn't come to the top of my head, but Discovery School was designated to a Tennessee STEM school this year, which is great. Overall Creek was designated that 2 years ago, and I think you'll see a lot of our schools following that. So congratulations to Discovery School. Kyle Cantrell, who is at John Pittard, was just named an extraordinary educator by the Curriculum Associates, and he was one of 31 across the nation, which is really cool.
Wow, across the nation.
Yeah, and so very proud of him. Brianna Mason is Miss Tennessee. She's a teacher at Hobgood. She just competed in the Miss Universe.
USA.
Miss USA pageant. I get my pageants confused. But just competed with Miss USA last week. So proud that she was representing Tennessee as well as Murfreesboro City Schools. Heather Knox received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science, so she got to go to the White House and really enjoyed her experience. And, again, that's such a large award. We're so proud of her. And then Mr. Bartsch, Don Bartsch, who's the principal at Overall, received this Tennessee STEM Leadership Award. And so across Tennessee as well as across the nation, our teachers are being recognized. And we're so proud of them because that takes more than just being inside your classroom daily. It really does take thinking outside the box and doing more than you have to do.
And on that note, we want to say thank you both for joining us. The Director of Communications for Murfreesboro City Schools, Lisa Trail, with us, and the Assistant Director, Tori Carr. Look forward to having you back in the new year because exciting new things continue to happen with our Murfreesboro City Schools. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Truman Jones is next, right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.